Welcome to your daily devotional for February 17th. Are you alive or dead? Revelation chapter 3, verses 1 through 5. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, that are ready to die. For I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments, and I will not blot out his name from the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." The seven spirits of God are those things which Jesus possesses perfectly. And the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches that are also under Christ's authority. Here we read about the church at Sardis, which has a name on the outside of the church, but is dead on the inside. The church is exhorted to be watchful and strengthen the things which remain, the remnants of godliness. However, this church of the bygone era was ready to die from lack of use of spiritual knowledge and gifts. The church at Sardis is cautioned to hold fast to the truth and to repent of sin, especially her departure from Bible truth, which is apostasy. Despite the sad state of this dead church, her saints are known and clothed in garments of righteousness. The Lamb's Book of Life is the heavenly roll which contains the names of all of those who have trusted in God the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in the dead churches, there are a few folks who attain to saving faith, not because of the church, but in spite of it. I hope that you're in a good Christ-centered, gospel-preaching, disciple-making, Bible-believing church. If so, you're doing well in that. But even if you are, it is possible to be spiritually deadened to the message of the gospel preached there. So I ask you, are you alive or dead? Are you a sinner saved by grace, by the blood of Christ Jesus, your risen Savior? If so, good. Now I ask you another question. Are you a has-been, a used-to-be, a former active servant of the living God? The reason the state of the visible church in America is so dead is because too many of God's people exhibit a lifeless faith and rarely, if ever, get excited about doing God's work. Like prayer and evangelism and Bible reading and study. I love that stuff, and so ought you to love it. Christian friend, spiritually speaking, it's time to join or rejoin the land of the living today. Hit the book, cry to God, and get involved in God's work on earth.